Right, everybody, so I must have a bit of fun prepared today's show. So I hope I don't make you all confused, that's all. Let's just go back a little bit about the electric, just to make a sick on what we learnt yesterday. So I looked around also on this thing, let me just see on this thing. Right, so Shiloh was using electric lights. Can one use an electric light? So that's clear, the short and large thing on my swallow today. That's in the course someone came on. Race something. It says that ideally, race something with Gilmore CK. It says the best thing to use for lighting. Race something with Gilmore CK. It says the best thing to use for lighting is Shemel's eyes. That's the best. It says Shaka Rashman, after it goes through a list of all the oils that you can use. The end it finished off, Shaka Rashman is maybe, besides the ones that are problems you can use. When we call Mokum, Shemen Zayas, Shemen Zayas the best, that is the best sort of oil to use. So we said already yesterday, according to some poskim, that nowadays, without the light comes out so nicely from all what we've got, so it's, whatever you use is also good. Then we spoke about making a nice nair. And it should be a nice clay kibble, it should burn well. And we said, who did also a chiddush, is a chiddush to have the actual pabutin, the actual candlestick as well, was also a nice thing to have. Also choshev. That's where it comes from, he's still a candlestick, but that's where it comes from. And then we said, you should be careful not to use a menorah or bashi or candlestick, it hasn't got a seven branch candelabra, because of the thing of the copying the kalim in the Mishkan. Then we spoke about electric lights. And we went to sort of different shitters, whether you can use it, you can't use it. So we said that some people hold, there's a few problems with electric lights. One of the problems is that, I can't remember who it was yesterday, that it's not called a hadlocker. When you put the switch down, that's not called a nice hadlocker. You're not doing an action of lighting. What you're doing is you're releasing the switch and now the current can fly, can go through. And some possible time that was not called a mice, you're not doing a mice hadlocker. That was not good. For various reasons, others said there's no shemen there, there's nothing there, there's no fume there. Others said you've got no psina, and it's no good. I must say, yesterday I said to you, well, I'll come to another, that's assumption. Others hold nice, that's good. As long as you've got light there, that is good enough. Any sort of light. I just said to you that they tied in the what do you call that? That metal strip. What?
The filament
there is like a wick, and the retina attaches itself to it, burns from it, that's good enough. I just said to you yesterday, I wonder with these fluorescent lights or LED, one that helps. Granted, I must say, someone was worried with this actually today. I saw someone bringing us down, and he wonders what happened to that. The Misa, the bottom line seems to be, the poskim say that ideally one should use Darius. If one is stuck, let's say someone is somewhere where he can't light with a candle, then he may use electrolytes. Or Shlomo Zalman, I said yesterday, or Shlomo Zalman, a much bigger mind is the battery, where all the electricity is concentrated, you've got everything in front of you. He ties that's much better. Whether you can make a broch on that, Shlomo Zalman and Fatz says also you can make a broch on it, so I would say you can. But Moshe has held one shouldn't make a broch on electric lights.
Why should you make a broch on electric lights?
Electric lights. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah times is better. Electric lights, a torch. He times much better to use a torch
to make a
brocha. He said to make a brocha. I would say Rav Moshe holds that one should not make a brocha on electric lights. So it's a matter of the positive. I don't know. It's very hard to know. Now, Rav Moshe, I think we do use this a bit. You see what I mean? When we come to it a little bit. It's very hard. Rav Moshe, it's a typical question. When I ask a shayla, one gets stuck. Something. I'm saying zicha better than nothing. Zicha electric light is zicha better than not using anything at all. But in the case of where one to make a broch on it, then one should ask a shadow whether one can. I'm saying many possums say you can, and some possums say you shouldn't. So it's you know, it's an interesting point. Yeah? Okay, let's move on a little bit here.
Are you allowed to use the electric light on Shabbos Kodesh? Would you be allowed to?
Yeah, but you must have put it on, Moshe. Someone put it on for you, let's say, without you asking them for, then maybe you're allowed to have it on off. But you must have to put it on for you, Moshe. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the Yom Tov. Let's say lights for Yom Tov. Let's start with Halakhos Neis for Yom Tov. So that's also the mitzvah of Halakhos Neis on Yom Tov. And the bracha one makes is before one makes the or writes the lights, one makes the bracha l'hadikdash Yom Tov. If one said by mistake l'hadikdash or Shabbos, or you imagine you got when you made a mistake, it was Yom Tov, and by mistake he said l'hadikdash or Shabbos. What's a Purim? Just bottom made a mistake. You made a mistake with the Nusach. Mice is not yet, sir. He doesn't raise with a turkey, they did, but he has to read you the rod. No good. Interesting.
With the Shemamah.
What?
With the Shemamah.
Yeah, it's no good. It looks like it's no good. Turkey they did was alright, but otherwise not. On Yom Tov, which falls on Shabbos, and Moshe Nair, or Shabbos and Sukkot, where you have Friday night was Yom Tov and Shabbos, so you say both, I'm missing Yom Tov and Shabbos. There, you said only one, the Mice is yet, sir.
Shouldn't you say Rosh Hashanah had an Eshi Yom Kippur?
Or Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, and then had an Eshi Yom Kippur.
No, not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Eshi. Yeah, Yom Kippur Eshi, that one, yeah. There's another interesting shot about Neir's Yom Tov, very interesting question actually. What's the shot of when? Some say when you light Neir's of Yom Tov, you should light it the same way as you light Neir's of Shabbos. That means, what does that mean? It means it's what we do actually. When we light Neir's of Shabbos, we do something that's not really the run of the mill. We light the Neiris and you make the bracha afterwards. Why do we do that? So that is because the Bahakshit is that the bracha is only for women, this chumrah. This chumrah is only for women actually, as far as I remember. This chumrah is that the Bahak holds that when you make the bracha, l'hadikdash Shabbos, that is a kapara Shabbos. So even though you want to make it over last Yostam, which is normally you do, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, like you turn the kaili in a mikvah. So you made a bracha, shekel, shalom, mitzvah, so it's one, two, that's kaili, whatever. That's kaili, and then you tip the kaili in a mikvah. That's what you do. Normally you do that. Here on Shabbos is a problem. If you made a bracha, l'hadikdash for Shabbos, according to Bahak, you've been yotzer, the Kabbalah Shabbos. You can't light anymore. So therefore, what we do is, we do a bit of a pshoro, we make light the lights first, cut my hand, whatever, and then you make the bracha. That is for women. Men haven't got this problem as well. But men, they do it like normal. They will make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. The shayla is now on Yom Tov. But the in Svara, on Yom Tov, there's nothing wrong at all. You're allowed to light a light on Yom Tov. There's no reason why I can't make the bracha first, but hadn't it ne'er shall Yom Tov, even if I've been mekabel Yom Tov already. Yeah. There's nothing wrong, because if I'm mekabel Yom Tov, I can still light a light. So I should go back to the normal way of doing things, make the bracha hadn't ne'er shall Yom Tov, and then light the ne'er shall Yom Tov. What? So listen a minute, some people got a minute to do this. Some people do this, some people do that, and others don't do that. Others say it should be Shabbos and Yom Tov, actually. That's a thing, not to be Chalot between Shabbos and Yom Tov. They don't make a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore they do the same on Yom Tov as they do on Shabbos. Even though you're right, in Svara it should change. Mice have many have got a minute not to change, or many have got a minute to stay the same as Shabbos. It's different things. That's halacha number one. Number two is also very interesting halacha this, which I never knew the reason for this, actually. Some, when a Yom Tov falls on a weekday, so what happened now? When did we have Yom Tov? No, we had it on Friday, Shabbos. Let's say you got Yom Tov on Tuesday night. Well,
did we have
something
like Martha Shabbos?
Yeah, but you have the first day was on Friday night, mission. The second day, I'm talking about the first day. This, the first day is, for example, on Tuesday night.
You have to, don't you
just
have to look up
the minute? Yeah, that's a Martha Shabbos mission. Martha Shabbos, right? Remember, it's a lot of mission. Very good. Now, if Yom Tov on Tuesday night, you should be standing over here, Moshe.
Yeah.
Take my job away. If Yom Tov is on Tuesday night, yeah, when do you light Neiros Yom Tov? Do you light like you do on Shabbos normally, before Shkia? Or do you light on Yom Tov itself when the house becomes open shoe?
Yes.
There's a machlokes. Either way is good. I'm not sure what's a shayla. I didn't realize what a shayla was. Why do some say you should do that? Why do some say you should light only on the Yom Tov itself proper? Not like, why is it different to Shabbos? Why can't you bring in Yom Tov early? Do you know the reason? Very interesting reason, actually. Am I right? I just saw today what the reason is. Why do some have a minute to wait on Yom Tov the first night till Nacht? Very interesting. The reason is the Gezeira. On the second night of Yom Tov, you're going to light by Nacht. So we're scared if you light on the first night of Yom Tov, before Nacht, you might do the same on the second night. Yeah. On the second night, you can't light on the Yom Tov first day or the second day, you have to wait till Nacht. It's an interesting example of this actually. So some people hold it's better on Yom Tov to always light at night time. Interesting. That's what comes
he
out.
He didn't say look, look.
Sorry?
He didn't say look, look.
Saying something look, look. Some say that I said that. What do you mean look, look?
No, I'm saying that first night you're on to...
First night you're on to... Alright, so my focus has been what you do on the first night Yom Tov and what you do when you light the nails. Do you light Shabbos, Man Shia type for Shia, or do you wait for Nach proper Yom Tov? There's another interesting shadow, which I never knew was a shy lecture about this actually. When does a woman make Lech Shachiyot? No, I didn't really know something. If you look at the Mishnah, when does a woman make Birch Shechiyon? So the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Tam HaGimel Chaf Gimel.
They shouldn't say Amen as the
way. I won't cut that in a minute, but Reish Tam HaGimel Chaf Gimel. Mishnah Berurah says over here, he speaks about the mitzvah to light, Havlokas HaLeyes on Yom Tov, says the Mechaber. Gam, Mi Yom Tov, Tzor Elah HaGimel Reish Yom Tov. Also on Yom Tov, the mitzvah to light, HaGimel Reish Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah, Eid Tzorach Levor was a man of Havlokas. You don't have to make there the brocha of Zman when you light. If they do, you shouldn't object. It looks like it's not the ideal. It looks like it's better, really, to make Shechiyonu on Yom Tov. Unfortunately,
when?
On Yom Tov itself.
You were by the Kiddush.
By the Kiddush. Even the Yotzer from the Kiddush.
Yes, but Yotzer from the Kiddush
itself. Now, I'm just saying, it's not like this, but I'm just saying, the Mishnah Berurah is Mashma. Again, the Rosh Mishnah Berurah is over here. Eight Sarah of Oris Man on a Locker. You don't have to write like Zaman when you like your neighbors. But the mokum should not go any more chesbiyodom. When they do, you have to
object.
Better not to. I saw one of the horses bring out, what's pshat, why is it better? It's better to wait promptly to the yom to itself to shechiyodom. The maisa amen is not like that. And the apostle crystals down. Many people make shechiyodom, shas havlokas haneiros, like normal. And that's, they don't make a decision woman. They make the havlokas haneiros, they make shechiyodom. Two things you have to be careful about. One is, which is a common minimum, who makes shechiyodom by havlokas haneiros. One is a question is now when it comes to Kiddush, and the husband makes Shechiyonu in Kiddush, is she allowed to answer Amen? Okay, the many possible holders, no problem. That's a certain Kiddush, what you do have to be careful about, people don't realize this, is that on Yom Kippur, when a woman's lit neighbor's Yom Kippur, she makes Shechiyonu, she comes to Shul, and the chazan says Shechiyonu la, and everyone joins the chazan, a woman can't say Shechiyonu. That's no good. She says Shechiyonu, she can't.
Yes, she can say Amen.
Yeah, that she can say Amen. I've got a problem with Amen, but she can say, but you can't say Shechiyonu with what you call it.
I never understood those people who say you can't say Amen.
They should not say Shechiyonu in the Chazan.
I never said that. That was nice.
People say they should not say Amen by Kiddush.
Why not?
For Shechiyonu. She's in the middle of being making Kiddush. She's in the middle of being Kiddush. Being Yotze Moed by God when it's Kiddush. You can't speak in the middle of Kiddush. No, that's right. Someone exactly did before a lot of pounds from me in that brother. The Shire is never here. She's not the necessary person. Okay. The next thing is now, which is really the Ikka really supposed to be, is we've always learnt that there's an inyan to have hanor from the neighbours. In fact, we said it's imperative, actually. If you remember, that was a major ingredient of locus haneiros, is that you must have hanor from the candles. So we saw the Mishnah Berurah, this is where we came from. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's probably I'm not going to have wrong, that if a person, for example, lights in his house neighbours Shabbos, and he decides he's going to have his meal in the courtyard. It's a hot summer's day, and he wants to have his meal in the courtyard. It's nice and breezy there. It's got no air conditioning in the house, but it's nice and cold outside. He sits down, he has a whole meal outside, says the Mishnah is a brocha on him. Because he's having no hanor from the neighbors of Shabbos. What you have to do is you have to come inside, you have to sit by the lights, at least have a kazayas or pas, or something by the lights, and that way you're yotz of the mitzvah of Havlokas HaNeiros. So again, that's imperative. You must have hanor from a neighbor. Who I didn't. If a person lights in his house, for example, near a Shabbos, and he goes out to his friend for a meal, and they come back, and the mice and the lights have gone out, it's a brocha batala. Why do you have hanor from the lights? It's a brocha batala. You mustn't do hanor from those lights.
Yeah, can I ask for it?
But why didn't you call your friends?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, why didn't
the mice are here that meet, and the Canassus bash when you didn't write. The Canassus when you didn't write. If a person
yeah,
meet, that's
what I mean. Yeah, but the woman's got a lot of access to your lots in there. That's already
a lot. Why didn't you fight for the street? Why didn't you fight for the on the street?
Someone said this yesterday. I just want to go over this point. Someone said yesterday, the mice said that it's not a problem if you did. Let's say this case of yours. Watch, let's have invited out my wife on Friday night. So the mice, I light my Shabbos Neiros, and I go out, I come back, and I know I'm going to come back, the light's out. So I just told you that's a problem at all. Sometime yesterday, now someone said the same thing now, the mice have got electric lights on. So when you come home, you haven't had off electric lights. The problem with that is, that the mice, you didn't put those lights on, the shame has locked on the
after
sun. And yeah, first it wasn't put on after plug, and second it wasn't put on the shame has locked on the neighbors. Therefore, that's no good. If you rely on electric lights, that would be an eight attacker. If you go out, you switch off the lights, then you light the candles and you make a brocha on the candles and the lights, relying on the system that you can make a brocha on the lights, that would be good. When you come in, you've got shot of mice, you can see where you're going, that yeah, helps with that.
Put lights on before you light candles.
But can't you put on the time switch? Can't you put on the time switch? Can't you put on the time switch?
Time switch, I'm not sure that's called you lighting. Good question, Rich. I'm not sure that's called lighting. Good question. So, on the opposite of the mice, you have to have a law from your locus and neighbors. In fact, it's actually an interesting question. I've never really asked this question. Shlomo Zalman's got a big time on why was on the second day Yom Tov, which is Friday. So, you made Abe Tashimis. You can light on Friday. You can light your locus and neighbors. But you're lighting on Friday. There's no hand law from those candles at all. What hence have you got to light those candles now?
You don't have a law.
If I'm sheep, you don't have a law no, for it.
On Yom Tov.
You know when Yom Tov comes in.
Oh, so that's the thing. So you have a law when Yom Tov comes in later, and I say, okay, you have to know. Shaila, we're going to speak about it. What about Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, you're not eating by the lights. So there's no hanor of Ahila. So where are you going to be yotzer your mitzvah of hanor from the lights?
I get to see them hidden.
So what are you going to have?
Safer.
So first of all, you have to be aware. That means you have to be aware that you have to sit down and have someone on the lights. But also, that's a bit here. I think we already said this last time. Someone's got lights on the table over here, and you sit down and you read your tilim over here. Are you getting hanor from those lights? I can't see the shaitas. If you go near the lights and what do you call it, and you read from it, and it gives you a nod, that's, I can understand, that's good. But the chayyim sit just by the table. I don't know, I haven't seen them around, so I'm it's a very interesting thing. So many possible, the false says, Lamaisa, what you should do is you have, you light in the dark your candles. That means you put one room in the house where it's dark, the light's off. You light your candles in that room where it's dark, and therefore when you come back and it's night, you'll be able to go in that dark room, which would have been dark without the candles, and have a nod from that.
Why have you not got the same problem every Shabbos on Shabbos?
Because I'm saying when Shabbos, when you eat at the table, that is called a hanor when you've got lights at a table. That's what I'm telling you. Lights at a table, it's talking Mishmur like that. Because Mishmur says, when you sit, even in the daytime, you sit at a table with lights on your yitzah.
What about the sideboard?
So if it's nearby, that's all called enhancing a meal. It's a common thing to have lights on in a place.
You could warm your hands, warm your hands on them.
If it's true, I mean, he's saying it's true. There's no fixed hanor. You have to have a light. You don't have to eat. If a person wants to have a hanor, it's a good. It's just funny, the Moshe. If it's a warm day, for example, you put your hand in there, you don't need it at all. In a winter's day, the Moshe, maybe you're right. It's a good time. If it's a winter's day, then it's all right. But if you don't need it at all, it's not called hanor. So the Eitze is either to put a candle in the dark room and use that and then go in into that room. Or you have to rely on your shit by electric light.
And the menorah?
Yeah, that's what I said. Put today on the broccoli.
Before, what? Or well, a chance to make the broccoli before.
No,
what,
that's
without kiddush or with kiddush?
What? Or talk about your kiddush?
That's it, I forgot.
I'm talking about your kiddush. I just tell him, I started today, so I saw from Rabbi Yashuv. I must say, I don't understand what he says about Rabbi Yashuv exactly. But Rabbi Yashuv, he starts off Rabbi Yashuv. In Shul Yitzchak, it brings mitzvah of Yom Kippur in Shul Shalom Bayis. There's only in the concept of Shalom Bayis on Yom Kippur. There's no mitzvah of covered and eating Shabbos and eating, because you haven't got that on Yom Kippur, obviously. So he says, Halakha Shul Shalom Bayis, and Dafka Vayim Shash Mikshul. So it has to be that you're lighting a place where you're going to stop someone stumbling. Lachek Nichlas Oyim Bachutz, he said, Lamosh, if you've got light coming on from the outside, you have to close the curtains to make it dark, and then you're having a north from the light, that's good enough. That's what he says. On the other page, he says, which I think is an interesting thing, which I find a chiddush. Shomati my God, Rabbi Yashuv, the noshim nesuas, not going to have barachah lechvod hayoyim, gam kasheein chashash mikra. On Yom Kippur, people light, even though you're lighting a room where there's no chashash that you're going to stumble. But if you come and wash your mouth, even many women in one place, daf kubeh Yom Kippur. Only on Yom Kippur, she'ain had lock of mokum suda, there's no suda, no king. Looks like it's a special leniency, I must say, it's a good to understand this. Special leniency on Yom Kippur that you can see that you can light, and it's giving stomach, I don't know what it's doing, it's in the room where there's anyway light there, but it looks like that is okay. So here's the question. If I say many posts are taken, as many posts seem to mention clearly that you must have had normal lights on Yom Kippur.
What about this tonight?
I don't know.
What about this tonight?
What about this tonight?